We're looking at America through the eyes of Isaiah, and in Isaiah chapter 3, we see several warning signs for any nation. These are indicators or signs that a nation is in serious trouble. The two signs that we've seen already in verses 1 and 2 are, number 1, a food shortage, which indicates severe economic depression, and number 2, we see a decline in the national defense system, and also a disregard for the rule of law. In verse 1, he talks about the supply or the stay of bread and water diminishing. And in verse 2, he talks about the mighty man and the man of war, that is, military officers, disappearing from the land. Now remember that God orchestrated this. God, because of the sins of these people, took these things away out of the land, and now you see that the society is disintegrating. And now we come to the third sign of the collapse of order in this civilization. It's found in verse 2 as well. After he talks about the mighty man and the man of war, he talks about the disappearance of the role of judge. This is not, of course, talking about any one particular person, but the position or the office of judge. This is gone. Why? Because the judges have either been killed or they've been taken to a foreign land. God had told the people long before to have judges. Moses said that these judges were to hear cases and be fair and impartial. And in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, Moses said these judges were to be men who feared God, honest men, men who hated covetousness, and men of ability. Think of how important judges are in any land. Anywhere you go, you have people, and when you have people, you have disagreements and you have disputes. So somebody needs to settle the disagreement, if it can be settled at all, and that person needs to see that justice is done. That's why this person needs to be a man of the highest moral caliber, as well as having natural ability and knowledge that he's acquired through education and experience. But Isaiah said the day was coming in Judah when the people would need judges to help them settle their differences, but they wouldn't have any judges. Now, all this means that the disputes got worse and people tended to take the law into their own hands. So the legal system has been shattered. That is aspect number 3 of their national decline. Number 4, we see that the prophet has disappeared. Another person who suddenly became absent in Judah was the prophet. God sent prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Amos, and others to warn the people. But when the people stopped listening, God stopped sending. Now we see, in this passage, a lack of leadership in the most important area of all in a country, and that is religion. Sure, the people of Jerusalem had a king. The temple was there with the priest at the capital city. But they were corrupt for the most part, except for a few men like Hezekiah and a few others. Isaiah says the day is coming when they won't have prophets like himself and others. They won't have prophets to rebuke them and their leaders. Now you might say, well, they didn't pay much attention to the prophets anyway, so why would they miss them? But here's the point. If the people of Judah did evil while they had the prophets, how much worse would they get when there were no prophets in the land? At least there was some restraint because of the prophet's preaching. But if those prophets are not there, then the people will become even more rebellious. Do you remember what Moses told the Israelites hundreds of years earlier? Before his death, Moses told them, "Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death?" Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 27. The same thing was about to happen in Judah. With no prophets, the people would become even more wild. So God said that he was going to take these prophets away. There is a time coming when the prophet would disappear from the land, at least for a time. A similar verse is found in Amos chapter 8, verse 11. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." So the fourth indication of serious trouble in any nation is a decline in true religion, especially in the decline or even disappearance of men who are willing to preach against the sins of the time.